St. Columba Orthodox Church in Fernley, Nevada is a Western Rite parish of the Russian Orthodox Church outside Russia. Ministering to his people and the community there in the high desert, Father William Bauer also shares with us some lessons learned.
I was reordained as an Orthodox priest in 2016, and of course it was in an Eastern Rite service, the first one I had ever attended. After that, I concelebrated twice in Eastern Rite services, and I've been intrigued by one particular thing. Actually, I've been intrigued by a lot, but I'm going to tell you about one particular thing. Well, I took the service book I'd been given at my ordination, the Order of the Holy and Divine Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, and I noticed that it had a lot of rubrics. Now, I like rubrics. They tell you what you can do or what you ought to do, but this was a lot of rubrics. Later on, I ran across a book about the Russian patriarch Nikon, 16th century, I think. He wanted to make sure that the Divine Liturgy in Russia was the same as that which was celebrated in Constantinople. He did a lot of research. Nobody pays much attention to it now, but he did a lot of research. And one thing that became apparent was that rubrics were considered to be as important as the actual words which were said by the celebrant. Another thing that I learned was that each and every part of the Divine Liturgy was symbolic of a particular portion of our Lord's life on earth. Which only goes to show you get into a lot of trouble when you do research. I ran across online a writing about the Great Entrance. I thought I'd take a look at it, and so I downloaded it. After downloading it without looking at it, I printed it. It took 21 minutes for the printer to print it. 485 pages. 485 pages describing one part of the Divine Liturgy, the Great Entrance. Well, let me tell you, I'm not done with it yet. I've been reading it for almost 6 months. Maybe it's the size of the print, maybe it's the time I have. Maybe it's pretty hard stuff to digest. I prefer to think it's the time I have. What I learned was that the Great Entrance can be traced way back in history, probably to the beginning of Christianity. It first involved the reception of the gifts that people brought to the Divine Liturgy for the support of the church, for the support of poor people, or whatever they wanted. They brought vegetables, they brought food, they brought just about everything, including money. Early on in Constantinople, the deacons received the gifts, but we really don't know where they were when they received the gifts. And we really don't know if the gifts that they were offered, if they were bread and wine, were actually used during that particular Divine Liturgy. In Constantinople, the emperor himself was often involved in bringing the gifts toward the altar, which were always received by a deacon and symbolically offered to God the Father. The Great Entrance has gone through some changes, but seems to always come back to the basics. Changes in Syria, changes, of course, in Constantinople. And as we see it, the Great Entrance is when the lamb, or the bread, and the mixture of wine are brought from the table of preparation to the holy altar. After the gospel, after the sermon, if there is one, and after the prayer for the dismissal of the catechumens, the Great Entrance begins. There are prayers of the faithful, a cherubic hymn. Then the holy doors are opened. The deacon and the priest go to the table of oblation, and the deacon preceding senses the holy things, praying secretly. A lot of other things happen. And when I was watching from behind the holy doors, I didn't know what was happening. And I wanted to find out. There really isn't anything in the Divine Liturgy that matches the grandeur, physically, of the Great Entrance. It's the time when Jesus, the Lamb, is entering Jerusalem in order to be sacrificed. And in this case, the bread, or the lamb, is entering the holy doors to be placed on the altar in order to be sacrificed. One of the faults found with the celebration is that was brought up by the patriarch, Nikon. He says, well, the bread isn't consecrated. It's not the body and blood of Jesus Christ. It's still bread. Why are we treating it like it's Jesus Christ? We are because we are. It's symbolic. And listen to this. The holy doors being opened, the deacon takes the censer, places the incense therein, approaches the priest and takes a blessing from him, senses round about the holy table and the whole altar, and the priest says Psalm 50, Troparia of compunction. The priest goes to the table of oblation, the deacon preceding him senses the holy things, praying secretly. Then, taking the holy discos, he places it upon the deacon's head. With all attentiveness and reverence, the deacon having also the censer on one of his fingers. The priest himself takes the holy chalice in his hands, and they come out the north door, the candle bearers going before them, and they make a circuit of the temple while praying. And the deacon, or priest if there be no deacon, says several prayers. They go back through the holy doors. The deacon stands to the right. The priest enters. The deacon says, May the Lord God remember thy priesthood in his kingdom. And the priest says to him, May the Lord God remember thy sacred diaconate in his kingdom, always, now, and forever, and at the wage of ages. Then the priest places the holy chalice on the holy table, and taking the holy discos, which contains the lamb, from the head of the deacon, places it on the holy table, saying, The noble Joseph, having taken the pure body down from the tree, and wrapped it in pure linen, and covered it with spices, laid it in a new tomb. After reading this 485 tome of information, I realized that there is a very short way to enhance the procession of the gifts to the holy altar, even in the Western Rite. I found it in the Missal, of all places, the new Missal we just got about a month ago, and it works for me. It just adds something to the liturgy. It honors God in a way that we never could have when I was an Anglican, and I've never seen in a Roman Rite. It's good, and I think maybe I'll use it. Think about it.
Father William Bauer is the rector of St. Columba Orthodox Church in Fernley, Nevada. The music you hear is Teller of the Tales by Kevin MacLeod, Incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. This has been a Western Rite Radio production. Please find us at WROradio.com.